Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Friday morning to you, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We're the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I'm Cakes. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes.
Good morning, Mr. Bishop.
Morning,
Cakes. Also joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope you're doing the same. Think we're joined by John Paul Flame, though I didn't hear him on the audio on the in. We might be having some tech snafus with him.
He looks like he's clueless. Yeah,
see him on the Zoom. See him on the Zoom, but do not hear him. So, Comrex issues, I'm sure we'll get that worked out at some point. Sometimes you have these issues from time to time when you are broadcasting remotely.
It's weird. It seems like the Comrex works well for a period of time, and then it just starts kind of, not working. And then they need to reset.
You know? When you log on at 6...
I knew that was coming.
15 seconds after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not much time for
improvement. Yeah, it's not much testing. Can't test that.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to... When I get down here, I usually get down here about 5:25 or something, 5:30. And I usually log on right away just to make sure it is working.
Right. That's what I do.
Yeah, and I just have the audio in the background, and then I actually put the Zoom on, too, just to get back. Because once or twice I forgot to turn the Zoom on. And then
I always power up by about 5:40-ish. I'm powered up.
It is awesome to get that extra hour of sleep because I'm still negligent and I still don't sleep enough. But, you know, if you go to bed at 11 and you get up at 5:15, that's 6 hours and 15 minutes. I mean, that's more than enough. It's not a devastating night.
It's not great, though. Anything that starts with a 6 for me personally is not. I don't consider that as a life win.
Is Cakes echoing to you, by the way?
Doable.
It's doable. A little bit. I hear a little bit of echo.
Oh, I hear Cakes pretty good.
Do I have to adjust my settings?
But it's Friday. There's always issues on a Friday.
JP, you're back up and running now.
Third time's a charm. I had to turn it on and off 3 times. It kept
the
saying
on-off troubleshooting.
That's all I know how to do.
That's all.
And by the way, I have a computer upstairs, which for some reason to log on, and there's a password with letters and numbers. The keyboard only accepts the numbers, so not one letter on the keyboard works. I have no idea what to do with that. I've turned that one on and off like 4 or 5 times.
Here's
it hasn't changed.
That. You throw it away.
Yeah.
Because that computer broke.
Is that an Apple? Yeah. An Apple?
No, I believe it's an HP.
Yeah, I told you those HPs are poop.
It's a hurting product.
You clear? Yeah. Hurting product.
Yes.
Throwing it in the trash.
I agree with you.
Go get a newbie.
But you know what? By the way, I might as well just mention this on air. Drabby, I need to get into my stuff. See on my checks and all that because I talked to Horsey after the show and I did lock in on a rate.
Ah, good night. So, you need all the paperwork, all the accompanying paperwork.
I basically,
we
saved a decent amount. We saved a decent amount month to month, so it made it worth our while. But I just ruined Dee's week because she's going to be the one chasing down all the paper.
So the on-air humiliation worked.
Yes, the berating, calling him.
Well, I don't know. He claims that he can't do much. I talked to one of my financial advisors who knows Tommy very well, And he said, you tell him, you know, that there's definitely some things he can work on. So I yelled at him. I said, I want the exact same deal your parents get. Literally the exact same deal.
The horse cramp family deal.
Yeah,
what
so
you want.
If your pencil isn't erasing certain fees that you would normally give to random donks,
yeah,
we have a problem.
Yeah, there better be so, no weird like origination fees
yeah.
or processing fees. That means,
right.
you know what that means? Tommy Horse Camp fees.
Right. Like, I said, I want the exact same deal
Danny
John
fees.
And Nancy get. John Sr. Right. Nancy. Whatever they get, that's what I get. So we worked that out. And,
so you basically want the deal where Tommy makes the least amount of money off of it.
Yes. Oh, well, first yeah. of all, I've refinanced through that dummy probably 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I probably bought him a new truck. He could, you know, make sure his pencil is working properly, the back end of it, the eraser part.
You at least bought him just vats of workout supplements.
Oh, my God.
Maybe not a new truck.
Cases and cases.
So much like whey powder, protein powder. You got all that.
Right. Right. So
load up on it.
So Drabby, I mean, you know, my wife can't get into anything. I don't know what the passwords are
so you
anymore.
Have to get
nothing
into
works.
Your pay, so you can see your pay stubs, basically.
Yes,
your pay nubs. Yes.
I don't know why. It just always changes. It never works.
Didn't you guys go rogue though, and do your own password?
Never. I mean, she might have changed it one time because it wouldn't let her in.
Is EB off the reservation?
No,
I remember.
Never
we got into a fight a few weeks ago about. I don't remember all the details.
Yeah, the details were I can't get into my dumb thing. And
so, for the listeners, I have to know the junkies' passwords so I can log in for them. Because if they don't log in, it gets deleted after like 3 months.
Password right.
I
for
think
email,
I am rogue. I just looked. I have a password list, and mine is not. It doesn't have. It's different. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. Ours is not. We can't even get in now. I mean, I don't even know.
Passwords suck.
Out.
We try the same thing with the same little pattern that whatever engineer figured out, and just nothing ever works, ever.
Sorry. <All right. laughs> That's just life in general.
Yeah.
You're the only one in the company.
Oh, I don't think so. There must be a reason why JP went rogue.
No, it asks you to update it every month, so.
Yeah. Anyway, just I ruined your day today, Drab, because I need to get in there. So we'll figure that out after the show. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I saw my day might be ruined because I'm playing Kinloch today, 3 o'clock tea time, and I logged on to weather.com, and there's supposed to be thunderstorms all day in Richmond and here.
There were some boomers last night. That's
there were
sure.
some. There were some boomers last night.
At least it held off to like 5 or 6
Chris Berman's.
Yeah. I was sat on my deck as I was cooking my chicken, and I was getting a little scared some of those lightning strikes.
Don't you love summer evening thunder boomers? They're awesome.
Well, you need it at times.
Not really. I don't really ever like them.
Really?
You need it at times because I went for a walk around 5 o'clock.
Cools it off.
I walked for 20 minutes, and I was pouring sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not only that. Go look at your cars yesterday before the rain came. Pollinapalooza is covering everything. So anything that helps alleviate that,
no, I love
it. Bring it on.
Yeah, I was sitting on the screened-in porch just watching the storms come through. It was great. Loved it.
I
definitely
was outside,
had a drink.
I was outside a couple days ago, and I just looked at my phone, right? So my phone is 99% of the time, you know, it's with me inside usually. And it was just covered in pollen.
Yeah.
Just covered.
It's just
and I
gross.
Might have been outside for an hour. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we're inhaling all that.
I think the thunder boomers are supposed to be stronger today.
They are.
That's what Doug Kammerer said.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. Because
I just don't know. Golf in a thunderstorm, pretty fun.
Well, I mean, it's definitely going to affect
it. Just locks you inside. I don't think you should go. I mean, you're going to drive all the way down there for that?
Well, yeah, because we're playing tomorrow, too. So tomorrow's supposed to be better.
What do you stand on the? They have like little cottages.
They have
or
they have a lodge. Yeah, it's well. Yeah. It's
so you guys just go get hammered.
It's golf lodge.
It's
silly.
An 8-room cottage.
Yeah.
Sounds swanky and exclusive.
All right, right. So you're going regardless.
Oh yeah, I mean it's on the books. Gonna have a nice dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And then we
the golf's gonna stink today.
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be perfect. It might be interrupted. Yeah. Tomorrow's supposed to be hot, but no rain. Tomorrow's tee times at 10. And then I come back afterwards.
Yeah, I got in the hot tub yesterday, even though it was
98 degrees. You're getting in a hot tub.
Hey, Jason,
hot tub after the show.
You just be sure tomorrow at 10 a.m. you have the fandc.com streaming through your phone.
Right.
Through radio.com, so you can listen to me and JP do our morning show tomorrow, 9 till noon.
Yep.
Anything on the docket for
I'm
the
sure
morning
it's
going to
be riveting. It'll be a riveting show.
I have a few guest ideas, but nothing concrete.
Yeah, that's right.
Usually I have one guest that I know is going to appear. His name is Mike Loxley.
Okay.
Right.
Nice. I'm going to guess he's going to appear around 2:35.
Hmm.
I thought we were 9 till noon.
Sorry. My bad. He's going to appear about 20 minutes before the show is over. Right. You know what I'm saying?
11:40.
Yeah, like 11:35-ish, 11:40. I think we can squeeze him in.
I won't object to that.
No.
I like that idea.
Why would you? It's the greatest idea ever.
I think Danny and I are working together for the first time. I have no ideas for anything. So we should
write it into our next contract that every show, we have a taped guest at the last segment of the show.
How about the last two segments? It's a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Last two, that works too. We could consider that. But at least the last segment is a great idea.
Who else did?
Championed by ONA. They were the real trailblazers, Opie and Anthony.
Who else did we have this week that was mildly interesting?
Drabby.
I thought
the golf guy yesterday was
good. Oh, Doug Bell. Yeah, Bell.
Doug Bell. Bell. Steve Phillips was good.
Steve Phillips. Oh, there you go. You got three guests.
We could schedule all those dudes from 11 to noon.
Why don't we just replay the junks?
Isn't that show called The Download?
Yeah.
Maybe. Schwartz used to do it.
Yeah, I don't get
Possibly.
It.
Possibly.
Why do they want live stuff on Saturday? Why don't they just replay our show?
Yeah, but I don't know how much of Steve Phillips could be evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the news is changing daily with the MLB.
Yeah, what's the latest?
So I'm not sure if you could replay that.
Yeah. Well, no one cares.
Not that it matters. No one's listening.
You think somebody cares? That's schlepping around the grocery store.
I'm just looking out for the programming.
Yeah.
I just know that this week because Jason is playing golf, and we've been doing the 9 till 12 shift for 3 months, and Jason's off this week that I haven't received 10 texts about which guests I've booked.
Yeah.
So I've taken it easy. Cakes doesn't put the pressure.
No, somebody will get booked, but Loxley's confirmed. He's booked.
Cakes is in a big rush to go from the living room to the kitchen. That's why he's got to replay the segment.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, here's what I'm in a rush to do. Not do more work for no money. That's what I'm in a rush to do.
He signs off after the show pretty quickly, too, and I always wonder where he's rushing off to.
Well, I'm going to take a nap. That's no,
oh, that's
no,
right
that's no closely held state secret.
I'm psyched to hear Cakes' day.
Valdez and I talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
What? Trying to figure out what Cakes does.
Yeah.
Like, well, yesterday I went for a run.
I want almost hour by hour. So like right after
yesterday
the show,
or
you
just,
like when you like immediately logged off.
A typical day.
Yeah. A typical day. Log off.
At 9:56.
Immediate
you log
nap.
Off.
Almost immediate nap. Like just within 10 minutes nap.
On the casting couch or upstairs?
No, usually upstairs.
Okay.
For how long?
Like an hour. 45 minutes to an hour is the sweet spot.
Under the covers or no, you get hot.
I crank up the AC unit in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I make it nice and chilly.
Right.
And
does it make a noise?
Yeah.
It makes a nice like white noise.
Like
just
a white
work.
Noise. Right,
it's
right.
Beautiful.
Now here's a question. When
it's
you
lulls
poop,
me right to sleep.
When you poop, you take your shirt off and you're just basically naked. When you nap, do you keep your clothes on or off?
No. Just like gym shorts. No shirt.
No shirt.
Socks.
Always.
Always, yes.
Yeah,
that's the only proper way to sleep.
All right.
So I get up after roughly an hour.
So about 11:15.
11:15, 11:30.
Yeah.
Generally lunchtime.
Yeah.
Grab lunch. Then maybe a walk with the dogs. Then what are we at? 2, maybe 2:15. Then it's
a long walk.
Then it's just, no, I'm just I'm losing track of time. then it's like leisure time.
Yeah.
Then chill.
Yeah. What does that mean? Whistle?
That means
whistle.
Like watch something on TV. Maybe do something around the house. Maybe play some hoops in the backyard.
But these guys can't relate that you have three kids in the house. So there's going to be things happening.
Yeah, but the kids are all grown.
Yeah, they're all grown. They're all.
They don't need their daddy.
And then like around 3 or 3:30, it's the nightly, what are we going to do for dinner? Just debacle.
Just planning dinner at 3. Oh,
yeah. Which stinks.
Yeah. Are you heavily involved in that? I'm only involved typically if I'm grilling.
Not heavily involved, but it's like, do we call Paisanos? Do we grill something in the backyard? Do we make a big ziti? What are we going to do?
So
about
what was
dinner?
Last night? What was the decision last night?
Hold on. Dinner last night. Let me track with it. Dinner last night. Hold on. I will track with it, but I can't.
Wasn't that long ago.
Oh. You used to be so quick, Cakes.
I had Paisanos last night.
Oh my God.
I just mentioned it. Had Paisanos.
Right. Did you get hooked, or did you...
No, of course I got hooked.
Yeah. Did you call Sam Wiener first?
Yes. He's my go-to. He's my silly middleman.
You always call Sam.
We hit him up every day.
You forgot to put in your conference call with Sam to see what you can get for free that day.
You're right.
Sounds like
a busy day, Cakes.
I might
not at all.
I might sprinkle in a run. Yeah. And then we're toward evening time.
Start to wind down.
Eat two beers, watch some TV, go to bed.
Uh-huh.
That's a typical day.
It sounds like a nice day.
I like how after the nap and the walk, it was time for leisure time.
Leisure time, yeah. Yeah. What am I going to do, home projects? I'm worthless. I can't do anything around here.
Any shuffleboard, any of that?
No. No shuffleboard. I'm not into that phase yet.
I think a retirement community has a bigger itinerary than Cake.
It might. They got a lot going on. They got a lot of like hangouts, meetings, meetups.
Hey, listen, your day didn't sound that much different than my typical day. So.
Right. I mean, what else might am move, I going to do?
Might move some puzzle pieces around a little bit.
Now, if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic lockdown, I might have sprinkled in an MGM National Harbor visit. But that's not in the cards.
Not yet.
Not at this point.
I really thought that online poker would open up a little
bit. Oh, I forgot that. I have been sprinkling in home games on Poker Stars, like a few nights a week.
Right.
So that's in the mix too.
Now, when you do that though, that you're still not allowed to download any money there. You're just transferring money via PayPal or Venmo.
Correct. Through Venmo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Ugh. Last two tournaments have been no bueno.
Right. There's usually a tournament on a Friday night. You probably play tonight.
It's a lock I'll play tonight.
Uh-huh.
Mortal lock. Lock it in.
Are they typically just like one table sit and goes almost? Or are they...
I mean, the last one I played in had 15 dunks. That was on Wednesday night.
Gotcha.
Didn't cash. So bitter. Bitter when I don't cash.
Oh, day in the life of Cakes.
Day in the life. Today's a little bit of a curveball, though. Crab Feast.
Oh, the Crab Feast is happening.
Which JP likes to call it Crab Fest.
Yeah.
Crab Feast.
What time am I coming over?
Well, you can't. I mean, I love you, Valdez, but you can't come over because you would eat all of the crustaceans.
Yeah.
There'd be nothing left for anybody else.
What'd you order? The 3 dozen,
I'm
right?
Sticking with the 3 dozen.
From where?
I went with a spot called... Chris Kinard Seafood, CK Seafood in Burtonsville.
Right.
Squirrel's Hood.
Right. And that 3 dozen cost you how much again?
It's 65 a dozen.
$200.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It ain't cheap.
I went to a crab feast once. It was for a friend's sister's graduation party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I went with my buddy, and to my surprise, they had crabs.
Right.
All right. Well, they wish we didn't show up because we ate all their crabs, and there were people that were bitter at us at the end of the day.
See, that's why, I mean, so I can't have you over.
Because people were showing up, and there are no more crabs
left. There's no more crabs.
Right.
And I think the graduate who we were all celebrating didn't eat one crab.
Pretty good guest.
Right. I will say the horse camps through the years have had some good crab feasts. And, I mean, they would have several bushel, but it was not nearly as expensive. You know, a bushel back in the day might be like $150 or something.
Oh, if you get that these days, they'd be the world's smallest crabs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Be like the crab crack.
So, is it going to be just the family, or are you inviting?
No, just the family. First of all, I'm not into big gatherings before coronavirus, and I'm certainly not into them at this point.
What's the biblical story where Jesus or somebody passed out like one loaf of bread or something and fed or fed all those people or one fit. That's what Cakes is doing at his crab feast.
You're asking me biblical stories.
JP, you know what I'm referring to?
I mean, you're the son of a minister.
Yeah, but I don't know it.
Turned water into wine.
No,
yes,
there was like
a couple loaves and then all of a sudden fed everybody. Yes.
Yeah, fed everybody. That's what Cakes is doing with his three nub dozen.
Yes.
Well, are you going to set a table outside or you're not going to eat them inside?
No, I mean, the plan is to go outside, but if there are thunder boomers all over the place, it'll have to move inside.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you got to look at the hourly.
Yeah, got to be flexible. All right, got to take
maybe
a break.
I'll, you know what? Maybe I'll cancel Kinlock and go over to Cakes' house.
That, that is Cakes' itinerary. The last 2 days, the itinerary, the busy itinerary Thursday, the itinerary on Friday.
Guys,
you know.
Like you have stuff going on.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything, you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Standard message data charges may apply. Coming up next, some disturbing video. And have they gotten the cyclist yet? We'll get into that next here in the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Should mention, coming up at 7 o'clock, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies and all things entertainment. 8 o'clock, John Feinstein for Fridays with Feinstein. At 9 o'clock, Jimmy Patsos is going to join us.
Jimmy P.,
former college hoops coach who now is an analyst on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk about the Wizards and the NBA's return. Uh-huh. I believe training camp is just a few weeks away now for the NBA.
He also went on record recently and was talking about the Terps and a couple interesting, you know, this would have been a good run for them potentially, right? Yep. But next year he still thinks they're going to be pretty good. He's got them down as a Sweet 16 caliber team next year too. So
that's good
I'd
news.
Like to get his feedback on that. Yeah.
Good. Good. So I woke up this morning and watched some of these videos that emerged yesterday, and I'd seen some of them yesterday. Before we get into the cyclist, the 75-year-old guy who got pummeled by the cops. I don't know if it was by the National Guard. Like, that one really is disturbing.
Was that in Buffalo? I think it was from Buffalo.
When you see an old guy pummeled, it's terrible.
I mean, the cops just pwned him. And, I mean, he's...
I didn't see that.
Like, I just don't know what's allowed.
He's just an old, frail dude. And, I mean...
He might not even been able to hear him, you know?
I mean, who knows? He was having a conversation with the cops, and then one cop just shoved him as hard as he could. He falls and strikes his head on the pavement, pouring blood, like, out of his ear or out of the back of his head. I couldn't tell. And it was just scary to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, Eric. You don't know what's allowed. human decency.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know what's allowed, JP.
That guy should be fired on the spot.
I think they did suspend a couple of those guys. I have no idea what's allowed. I have no idea what's allowed.
Well, a 75-year-old codger like that shouldn't be shoved to the ground.
He certainly looked non-threatening to me. But they looked like they were in some sort of formation. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know anything. I couldn't know less. I have no idea.
Well, I don't know how you could defend it at all. But
I didn't defend it. I don't know what's allowed. That's not defending it. That's saying, I don't know.
Well, I know what's not allowed. That.
Can you imagine how the cop felt immediately when he saw the guy bleeding on the ground?
They didn't seem to care. They walked right around him. They didn't seem to care.
No, I bet you he was freaking out inside.
I don't know. I didn't see anybody freaking out. Unless, I'm not saying he visibly, I have no idea.
I'm not saying he visibly showed it, but I guarantee you when he pushed him and saw him laying there lifeless and bleeding, he probably thought, oh, S.
Well, the level of concern, at least from the video, the level of concern, I would register it as mild at the most.
Right.
And the
dude didn't look clearly, to me like anybody cared.
He was clearly in a bad spot. I mean, he was pouring blood out of his head and non-responsive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was disturbing. And then the cyclist video, which everybody's outraged by. I mean, have they figured out who he is? Has he been arrested?
I would think that would take 2 seconds.
I don't think so yet. But I mean,
they'll have him today. I guarantee.
The Twitter and Facebook mob is descending upon this
guy. I don't even know because I barely looked at it. He was upset that they were posting pictures of George Floyd. Is that what it was? I didn't quite understand what it was.
It appeared to be a mother and a daughter, and whoever was filming the incident.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was like a teenage boy, but I don't know. I can't confirm that.
It could be like a brother or a friend of the daughter.
Mm-hmm. So I guess he's cycling along the path in Bethesda, and he's upset at this very innocuous, peaceful protest.
They were protesting?
Well, they were
understand
like,
what they were doing.
I think they were
putting
up signs like on the fence.
Black Lives
Matter. They were putting up flyers.
Yeah, just flyers, not like huge billboards.
I guess, but just flyers. He clearly had an issue with it and got off of his bike and confronted the mother initially, and then he turns toward the daughter I'm guessing from the size of her on the video, she's probably 10 or 11 years old.
Can you imagine how terrified she was?
And I guarantee that coward bully, the only reason he did what he did is because there wasn't a father there along with the rest of the family.
Yeah.
So he thought, well, I'm going to bully these people because there's nobody here really to stop me. And then he turns toward the girl and he physically wrestles. I think it was just like a roll of tape she was using to put the signs up along the trail, wrestles it out of her hands forcibly. You hear the mother screaming in the background not to touch her, stay away from her.
Away from me.
Hey, leave her alone.
Do not touch her. Do not touch her. She has nothing. Do not touch her, sir.
Leave her alone. Sarah, just
walk away.
Hey.
Hey, get off of her.
Just get out of here. What?
And then what does he do? Run the guy over?
Hey.
It appeared that he used his bike like as a weapon, like to ram the kid.
Give it to me. Where's the tape? Take these signs off. Take it off.
Why would I take it off?
I don't know.
He rammed the bike into the kid, causing him to drop his phone.
Right.
And then the video ends shortly after
that. They're
going
to know who he is by today. When did this happen? Yesterday?
A couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, the first.
They'll get him today.
I mean, the sign itself read, gigantic loser.
Big time loser.
The sign itself read, a man was lynched by the police. What are you doing about it? And then it has a text number.
Well,
and
it shouldn't even matter what the sign
says.
Correct. He's just disrupting what's a very peaceful protest by a family. Like, they're not bothering anybody.
I wouldn't even call it a protest if they were
just walking. Well, yeah,
they're just
posting,
putting some signs up.
Posting
a lot of protest. Yeah.
Why would you even stop?
No idea.
Because he's psycho.
He's a psycho. It's just weird too. Because
100%.
If you're running or cycling on a trail, like aren't you supposed to be like in the, almost like a zen state? Like you're relaxed. You're exercising. The endorphins are supposed to be pumping at that point. Like, you shouldn't be like in a confrontational mode, like he clearly was.
That guy's just unhinged.
Part of the problem, though, is that everyone's searching for this guy, and so they're like going to the apps and they're finding like what Cakes did when he was on his Peloton, and they could see his axe, like who's on this route at this time.
When I'm not on my Peloton.
Yeah. So they're like doxing people who they think it's that guy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then
when you say doxing, you mean like outing them.
Outing him. Yeah. Sorry. Outing him, putting his information out there, putting his LinkedIn, and then it's not the guy. The guy's saying, this isn't me. I've already talked to the police, you know, and everyone's putting his information out there and trying to get the guy, you know.
So they're trying to trace them through some sort of apps?
Well,
they're trying to trace behavior?
Behavior, there's like, people are saying, here's this guy. He rides this route every day. It's him. And they're using profile pictures, putting them next to the screenshot. I think this is him.
Yeah.
They've just described like,
well, you
him
can
as
tell
50,
by the way the guy walks.
They say he's between 50 and 60.
Yeah,
white, your white guy.
Well, I thought he looked a little younger, but maybe. He looked a little chubby, right? Was he wearing like one of those tight, he was wearing like a tight outfit?
Yes, of course he was. Yeah, that's what cyclists do.
He had his Lance Armstrong.
He had his Lance Armstrong bit on.
The shoes, the click-clack shoes that lock into the pedals.
Any faux cyclist, they have to wear the proper outfit. They've got to wear the tight
He's a Lance
huggers.
Wannabe. He's a Lance wannabe.
Cyclists
he's a chubby
are,
one.
Cyclists are losers anyway.
I don't know if he's chubby. He looks like he's kind of cock diesel, actually.
What? I thought he looked a little chubby. He looked a little chubby.
I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger.
Maybe you he's your type, buff. Though, Lurch. I don't know.
Well, they're going to have him by today.
I think 100%. Unless he just doesn't live around here. You know, and he's one of these guys who's biking 100 miles.
Yeah, that's another thing. He could be very far
Someone
away.
Will recognize him. He's finished.
He hadn't. Didn't he have an accent?
It sounded like he was a Brit, but then I couldn't tell after that.
Yeah, it sounded to me like he had an accent of some sort.
I liked Chris Farley's response. Shocker, it's a cyclist. Not a runner. That's becoming
his accent.
That's becoming unhinged.
Let me hear the accent.
You want it?
What?
Give it to me.
Where's the tape?
Definitely a Brit.
That's some sort of accent.
Take it off.
What?
He's a Brit.
That guy's unhinged. Now, I don't know what the...
what can you do?
Assault charges? I don't know what the penalty is for something like that. I have no idea.
I mean, it's probably, I don't know, the degrees. And is that where did it exactly happen? Was it in Maryland or D.C.? Bethesda.
No, it was Bethesda.
Yeah, so it was Maryland. I don't know if they have third degree assault, something like that.
Yeah. Right, throw the book at him.
Assault and battery.
100%. Guy's a psycho.
And take his stupid bike away from him. If that's what hit him where it hurts.
Slash his tires, Cakes.
Exactly.
His skinny tires.
Yeah, his stupid skinny tires. I'm with you, Valdez. I'm team runner.
In his defense, though, yes, I am team runner. In his defense, he was riding on a trail and not in the middle of the road like some
true.
Of these a-hole cyclists
do. I do respect that more. Yeah. Anytime I'm on my bike, I do like the bike, but I don't, you know, just a regular old mountain bike.
Yeah, you're not going 10 miles an hour in the middle of the street. Like,
no, I go on the path, what appears to me to be a bike path.
You use a bike path.
It tilts me when all these Lance Armstrong wannabes want to be riding in the street, and then there's a path 10 feet from them.
Well, you just described my everyday existence where I live.
EB lives in Cyclist Central.
I don't know how you deal with it. It's tilting.
You have to just count to 10 and remind yourself not to kill anyone. It's just unbelievable.
Share the road.
Yeah.
What tilts me is that they count the bicycle as a vehicle. It can take up the entire lane.
This is the rule. If you can't pedal the speed limit, go on the path.
I'm with you. You know what? Let's pass that into law right now.
I actually almost got in an accident with a pickup truck yesterday because the pickup truck was going around a cyclist around a bend where the pickup truck, it was the pickup truck's fault. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't see, you can't pass a cyclist. But he was so bitter. He zoomed past the cyclist way into my lane, and I'm coming around the corner, and the guy in the pickup almost hits me head on because he's trying to go around the dumb cyclist. So it's really the pickup truck guy's fault, but the cyclist started it. He's in the damn road. Just get on the bike path.
Someone on the text machine is saying the accent could be South African.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it could be.
Sounds like Annie Els.
Yeah, send him back there.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
I don't know if that sounds like Ernie Els or even close.
That guy is lucky. Now, maybe Cakes is right. He's lucky a dad wasn't there because
he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. There's no chance he would have engaged with them if there was any sort of like father figure.
Well, wait a second.
Unless it was Cakes, he would have got off the bike and pummeled Cakes.
What would Cakes do?
Wasn't the dad filming?
He's trying to attack my kids. I'm going to go tackle the guy. What do you mean, what am I going to do?
It didn't sound like an adult.
Yeah,
I thought it was
kid.
The dad filming. Let me read the story again.
I think the dad would have dropped the phone and would have pummeled
There's no chance any dad is going to sit there and film while a guy is going over and assaulting his daughter.
Yeah.
Zero chance.
Yeah, no one's going to do that. Do you know any dads that would do that? That would stand
idly by? I don't know one dad that would just be like, let me get my phone out and capture this encounter. The dads are going to be rumbling.
I have no idea what the psycho's going to do, but let me make sure I get it on my phone first.
Right.
Yeah.
No chance it was a dad.
Might do that with a stranger. You're not
if
doing
that. If it was
that.
A dad, that loser would have kept pedaling right past the group.
Yeah.
And he's a loser. Let me stress. I can't stress it enough.
I just can't wait
to world's biggest loser.
They post his dumb face all over the news today. When they find out who it is.
Do they have, like, a nice close-up of him?
Oh, they've got, yeah.
They do? Well, I would think it would take 2 seconds to find him.
And he has no lips whatsoever. You can't trust people with no lips.
It's like Lurch.
No. Jason has big, full, drab-like lips compared to this guy.
Put a pickup. If you have a close-up, put a pickup on the chat there. I want to see this douche.
Have his thin lips?
He's angry.
I just want to see what he looks like. Maybe I live in the area. Maybe I recognize the
angry
guy.
Angry cyclist loser.
Yeah.
How have you not seen this guy?
Huh?
How have you not seen him?
I saw the video.
He might live in the Yankton. Who knows?
Hey, if he was your neighbor, would you turn him in?
Of course.
Of course you would narc him out. He's a terrible person.
Well, I got a neighbor who actually is from, he's like a diplomat or something. Those guys ride bikes.
All right.
Might be him.
What if he was your boy, though? What if it was Horsey? Would you turn him in?
Yeah,
your boys, my
you would turn him in because he's not working on your loan. He's out there on the bike path assaulting people.
Yeah, you turn him in after he finishes the refi.
Right.
All right, check it out, Eric. It's the guy on the left in the orange helmet.
Yeah, and I don't recognize him. But I guarantee you he's gone out to eat in Bethesda, and people are going to recognize him.
Let me see this dumbass.
Yeah, you saw him at medium rare.
He sucks.
Yeah.
He needs to get punched in the face.
He does need to get punched
Now, why are they saying the name? So they think that's who it is? Do they have the name there? Or is that the wrong person?
No, that's the guy they're doxing. That was a clear photo I found.
The guy on the right? The guy on the right doesn't look anything like the guy on the left.
I know. That's what they're the problem.
Jeez. Just because he wore sunglasses? And do cyclists have a million? They got a different helmet. Are they like bowlers that have a bunch of different balls? Do cyclists?
I have no idea.
That's
not
a terrible
that
helmet.
World?
Do they match
that's terrible
their helmets
for
to their
aerodynamics.
I have a helmet. I look like a skater. It's like a skater helmet. It's not like a biker helmet, Cakes.
All right, coming up next, let's open up the Junkies sports page. Then we've got Kevin join us at 7 and talk some movies. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Our pal Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter, he'll join us coming up at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, let's open up the Junkies sports page, find out what's going on. Seems like it's coming up soon. Sports page presented by Crop Metcalf and, of course, by Van Meter Homes. Go to VanMeterHomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours.
Great people at Van Meter Homes. My man Brian Davidson, my neighbor.
Very good.
Running the show. All right. So let's talk about the NBA. So the NBA's Board of Governors approved the proposal for 22 teams to come back and play starting July 31st in Orlando at the Wild World of Sports Complex at Disney World. Here's some of the things we do know. So they've got to get all the players back to their home cities. All right. So whether they live in the country or out of the country, the people who live out of the country are probably going to have to quarantine. This is a complete disaster, to be honest with you, for these players. They're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
So can I ask a question I keep asking a million times? Why do they have to quarantine for 2 weeks? They can test them.
That's the federal rule now.
But that's outdated. We have testing. They can test them when they arrive and then maybe quarantine for a day to make sure there's no lag there and then test them again and then you know they're straight.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't understand.
What's the incubation period? If you could, maybe you test negative, but just,
it's like a day or two.
You could still
have it. If you get
infected,
it doesn't matter. Asymptomatics are picked up. The only sort of window, to my understanding, is to say if you just got infected at the airport, then you take the test. It might not show up. But within about a day or so, it would show up.
They just haven't changed the policy because it's the same policy probably that Cakes had to deal with his son.
Right, exactly. So why haven't they changed the policy? Because they're going
to
deter people.
Talk to your congressman.
Yeah, they're being cautious.
Why are you yelling at us?
The league is not on top of this. They should just,
but the league can't do it independently if it's the policy of the nation.
Sure they can. He's in on these calls with Trump and everybody. He's on, with all the advisors.
My understanding, it's a federal rule that they have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
They got to change
it. I don't agree with it, but whatever. So these guys have
testing available.
They've
got
to fly in from Europe, and then they got to sit for 2 weeks.
Send the CDC an email.
So then training camps will start June 30th, in their home cities. Then all the teams will fly to Orlando on July 7th, 3 weeks before the target date.
So they get a week
and then,
of training camp at home.
Correct. And then they fly to Orlando, and I believe they have to quarantine again.
Again, that's so dumb.
Now, maybe not for 2 weeks.
Worst policy ever.
But I think they have to quarantine again. I guess it kind of depends on where you're coming from. Now, there are plans to play some exhibition games, which will just be glorified scrimmages. And then, of course, you have the 22 teams, including the Wizards, Cakes. So I know you're all excited about that.
Very excited. I'll watch the games. Hey, if it's a return to real NBA basketball, even if the Wizards are flailing and aren't going to make the postseason, I will watch. Of course I'll watch.
Hey, you get to watch some Rui.
That's right.
So game 7 of the NBA Finals would be no later than Monday, October 12th. Okay.
By the way, that means August is going to be NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
August is usually a terrible month because it's just training camp and you're kind of waiting. Typically in August, you're kind of waiting for Major League Baseball postseason. You've already been through a ton of baseball. But August, you're going to have NBA playoffs. September is going to be really interesting because it's going to be, NBA playoffs, NFL, maybe college football.
Well, you usually have right there around there, late August, early September, you have the U.S. Open. What's the status of that?
U.S. Open, golf U.S. Open or
no,
or tennis?
Oh. A two-week tennis event.
I don't know if they've announced if that's going to. I think it's going to stay on the schedule, but I could be wrong. I haven't even paid attention to tennis.
You're also going to have NHL playoffs at that point too, right? Yeah. Those will still be ongoing.
So why 22 teams? Well, basically because of money. So they are extending the regular season. And right now player paychecks are being withheld by 25%. If all of the regular season games were canceled, the reduction could have gone to 40%. All right. So the players were facing $645 million in reductions in lost salaries. Adding the 88 games back with the extra teams, it reduces it by just 300. So they save $345 million in player salaries by adding those six teams.
It's a lot of savings.
It's incredible. Yeah. And then, so what's it going to look like? What's the schedule going to look like? They're going to have 5 to 6 games per day, I believe, on 3 different courts. Okay. There'll be 4 hours between games so they can clean up and, you know, wipe down chairs and all that stuff, and then have warm-ups. There will be some teams having, or they will be have back-to-backs on the schedule. Teams expected to have one back-to-back per week. The NBA Finals format is expected to include games every other day. All right. So in terms of testing, the NBA plans to have daily testing. So they are going to test the players every day.
Exactly.
If a player tests positive, they don't shut down the league. They just send the guy away for 2 weeks
till he gets healthy. A clear test. Yeah.
Correct.
That's what they should do when they travel.
And then the NBA is expected to allow 35 people from each team to travel to Orlando.
That might accommodate the Wizards front office. Maybe.
Right, exactly.
A lot of people in that front office for the Wiz.
And then, of course, the NBA will hold its draft lottery and free agency. The draft lottery will be August 25th, and the actual draft will be October 15th. Free agency will begin October 18th.
I haven't heard of since that first week when a bunch of NBA players tested positive for COVID, I really haven't heard any NBA players who've tested positive.
There
haven't
been that many.
Like that first week, it was Rudy Gobert. There were a couple other players. They were not big names that tested positive. I did see yesterday, what was it, at least five Alabama football players have tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Were they working out together?
Yeah.
Didn't Durant test positive?
Oh, yeah, he did a long time ago at the very beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, so. So, by the way, speaking of the NBA, Vince Carter, his career is officially over because he said before the year, this is his last season. And now, you know, he plays for the Hawks, and they're not going to the playoffs, so no more games for Vince Carter. Vince Carter's career is over. And he didn't get a proper send-off. Kind of sucks for him.
They'll do something for him next year, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure they will, but this year, and it's not like they can congratulate him on the court while he's playing.
He played 20-plus seasons, right?
22 years, yep.
22 years. Unbelievable run.
Rookie no year championships? Was 90, 98.
No championships, right?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so, no. Played with Toronto, obviously, early. Nothing there. The Nets, nothing there. Phoenix, Orlando, Dallas, Memphis, Sacramento.
He's a well-traveled dude.
So how many teams did he play for? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Man, 8 teams.
And the only thing is that he was such a journeyman towards the end. I think people will maybe forget the greatness.
How awesome he was, yeah. I mean, in the early 2000s, he was just a special, special player, man.
Yeah.
He's averaging 25 a game.
Yeah.
Now, his career average is about 16, 17, but for about a 10-year stretch, he was averaging 24, 25 a game.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, find out if there's anything worth watching this weekend, what's going on at the box office, what's going on Netflix, Hulu, and more here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.